But let's talk about the Olympics now, shall we? Because the man heading up the British Olympic Association has been on a fact-finding mission in Surrey. Andy Hunt yesterday, because that's his name. Not yesterday, Andy Hunt yesterday. It's not double-barreled. Andy Hunt, that's his name, yesterday found out more about the school and business initiatives that are taking place in the county as part of the countdown to the 2012 Games, which gets underway in, everybody, 555 days' time. He was also taken on a tour around Surrey Sports Park, which will be used as a training base. BBC Surrey's Anissa Kadri went along to meet up with Andy Hunt and some of those benefiting from the Games. Anissa began by asking Andy what Surrey could offer the Olympics and the Paralympics.
Oh, I'm sure Surrey can offer the Olympics all kinds of things. You know, it's a chance to get involved not only in you know, opportunities like economic opportunities like this particular chance of running pre-games training camps, but it's a chance to get involved in the Cultural Olympiad, and I know that's very much going on here in Surrey. It's a chance to get involved in other elements of school sport and sporting competition.
How do our efforts here compare to other parts of the country?
From everything I've heard, it's very impressive. I was hearing the South East actually has won something like 1,000 contracts.
I think it's 90% of all the contracts in the South East have gone to Surrey businesses.
Yeah, by value I think that's true, which is very, very impressive. So it's fabulous to hear, and I know I was hearing stories this morning of companies that have literally been kept afloat by having the opportunity to provide, to act as a supplier for the Olympic Games, which is really, really great to hear.
I'm James McLean. I'm the Managing Director of Land and Water Services and a Director of Land and Water Group based at Albury in Surrey.
Congratulations on your contract.
Thank you. We've got, we're now into our third contract in the Olympic Park, and we're tendering further contracts at the moment.
What do you think made your company stand apart when bidding for contracts?
I think what was interesting is in the tender process, we looked holistically at what was being asked for, and then we looked using our specialist skills at other ways of delivering the works, and we looked particularly at sustainable transport solutions within the Olympic Park. And that gave us a competitive edge because we could come away from using conventional lorry deliveries and look at water transport. And we've looked at various ways of resequencing the work to give the best value back to the ODA.
I'm with Albany Newman, who is 12 years old. She attended Bushy Hill School, which has links with the school in China. And she entered a competition to mark the Olympics and won it. Can you tell us a bit about that, Albany?
During International Week, everyone got a chance to design a flag to represent Bushy Hill, and I won.
And what did your flag look like?
The green represented the hills and the trees from Bushy Hill, and the yellow represented the sun coming through the trees of how happy and sunny place that Bushy Hill is.
Are you excited about the Olympics?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I can't believe that it's actually in London.